One of the more unusual tools used in the war in Iraq was a shipment of chickens. The birds were supposed to detect chemical or biological agents. After a week and a half, nearly all the birds were dead, though none of those unconventional weapons was found. No one knows exactly what killed the birds, but in a variation of this canary in the coal mine theme, scientists are looking to plants as early warning devices. NPR's Ketzel Levine reports.
June Medford is a plant biologist with a vivid imagination and a grant from the Department of Defense. Her assignment is to create a plant that would change colors in the presence of biological or chemical agents. In her mind's eye, she sees exactly how it would work.
Okay, I'm walking through the shopping mall and it's crowded. It's Christmas time. Some terrorist comes in before me and releases anthrax there. And just as I get to the food court of the shopping mall, all of a sudden the green leafy plants they have all around the food court are turning yellow.
The mall authorities are notified, her fantasy continues. Presumably the place is evacuated. Bioagents are confirmed. People who had been near the food court get antibiotics. And what could have been a heinous surprise attack is mitigated by guardian angel plants. Ripped from the pages of the National Enquirer, or maybe the National Lampoon, more like extrapolated from the research already in progress in the lab of Penn State entomologist Jack Schultz.
A couple of years ago, I guess because we work on how plants respond to things, I got a call from the Department of Defense asking whether I thought plants could be cajoled into reporting recent events. And the kinds of events that the Department of Defense is interested in include things like bio and chemical warfare agents. And naturally, I answered, of course.
Working with $3.5 million in grant money, a Penn State research team, and years of data about plant response to stimuli, Jack Schultz is hoping plants will tell him when they're under siege. Schultz says, by nature, they do it all the time.
Well, anyone who grows plants has seen, black spots on the leaves as a response to disease, for example. That's not an accident. That's something the plant is doing actively by turning on genes and producing various chemicals to kill the cells in which bacterium or whatever the agent is attacking the plant.
What he's asking plants to do is to report their experiences in a very specific way, by glowing, expecting to prove the premise that plants will respond to bacteria that don't normally infect them, for instance, anthrax. Schultz and his colleagues are inserting a green fluorescent protein from a jellyfish into a mustard cress called Arabidopsis. Schultz says that by wiring the cress's detector genes to the jellyfish protein, an infected plant can be made to glow.
Green fluorescent protein is excited by light, and you can really get it to glow by exciting it with laser light. So the way this would work is that someone would shine a laser on the plant and the glow would become quite visible from across the room or from an airplane.
If these genetically modified plants were growing near landmines where the soil was contaminated, Schultz theorizes that their glow could be detected by satellite hotspots visible from outer space. Pie in the sky, suggests the Union of Concerned Scientists. The group claims that researchers working with detector plants, whether to make them glow or change colors, have a lot of obstacles ahead of them. Take the education of a plant. Even if Arabidopsis responds to unfamiliar bacteria, does that mean other plants can be made to do the same? Considering the vagaries of growing plants in any environment, couldn't they die of drought, drown in wet, freeze in cold? What if they escape into the wild? If you're counting on plants for security, says Cornell University plant breeder Molly John, there's very little room for error.
They need to be very fast, very accurate. False positives are a big problem. False negatives are an even bigger problem. And plants may not be so suitable for this purpose.
Molly John wonders if there aren't simpler means of detection than a glowing plant.
I think it's cute, and I think there is some value to it. On the other hand, from a practical point of view, I think it's a little delusional to imagine that plants will offer us information in a form and within a response time that will allow us to protect ourselves.
Molly John has no doubt that the scientists working on these defense-related projects will turn up information that will enhance our relationship with plants. At Penn State, Jack Schultz is particularly keen on working with potato crops and making them signal when they're under insect attack. As for the imaginative plant biologist June Medford from Colorado State University, her team's three-year Defense Department grant is likely to yield lots of interesting science. But a sentinel plant, she doesn't know.
We know it works very well on paper, but until we actually do the experiment, I don't think any of us know whether or not it will have any practical application.
Experiments using actual biological and chemical weapons will be left to the Pentagon years down the road. Ketzel Levine, NPR News.